This is News in No Time at Gordon. As the plans to rebuild New Orleans get underway, there's been a lot of speculation as to whether the Big Easy, in fact, will remain a majority black city. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson said this week it will not. He told the Houston Chronicle New Orleans is not going to be as black as it was for a long time, if ever again. Several black leaders have taken issue with Alfonso Jackson's pessimistic assessment, including the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He joins us now from Detroit. Reverend, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Ed.
Reverend, so much has been made of this comment. Alfonso Jackson suggests this is just plain and simple a point of fact, that there are thousands and thousands of evacuees who've said they're not going to come back. He says this is not an issue of race.
Well, the displaced citizens have the human right to return home and should have preference on jobs, job training, and contracts. The opposite has taken place. And so Alfonso Jackson, in his Houston Chronicle editorial, let the plan out the bag. He says it would not be majority black again, which means that he intends to leave many citizens in permanent exile. He says Ninth Ward should not be rebuilt again. Well, these positions are coming from the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, so they take on certain credence. And there's a conflict, therefore, between the federal government's plan and the local government's plan.
Reverend, he also has suggested that black leaders, including yourself, are doing nothing but stirring up racial animosity with comments like this.
President Bush, his boss, said in his address from New Orleans that we've seen the face, he said for the first time, of the intractable problem of poverty and unacceptable race discrimination. His boss acknowledged that. Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, her way of saying it obliquely was this is a Southern way of life. The reality is that you had the problems of ineptitude, the problem of lack of preparation. A combination, really, of race and poverty and class was exposed, but it's much deeper than that. I met the two shelters in Detroit yesterday where people are anxious to come home. They can't afford to get back home. And while there are good jobs now for cleanup taking place, they have been, in fact, given on the prevailing wage rates to exploit the workers from the maquiladoras.
Before we let you go, Reverend, I can't do so without getting your take on a comment made yesterday by a man you've known for a long time, former Reagan Education Secretary Bill Bennett, on his syndicated radio program. Of course, it's drawing strong rebukes. We'll listen to that first and then get a comment from you.
One of the arguments in this book, Freakonomics, that they make is that the declining crime rate, you know, this they deal with this hypothesis that one of the reasons crime is down is that abortion is up. Well,
I don't think that statistic is accurate.
Well, I don't think it is either. I don't think it is either because, first of all, I think there's just too much that you don't know. But I do know that it's true that if you wanted to reduce crime, you could, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down. That would be an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do. But your crime rate would go down.
Bill Bennett on his syndicated radio program yesterday talking about the book Freakonomics, which takes an interesting view of different statistics, strange analogies used to look at what numbers can be talked about. But the comment there, and you've known this man for a long time, is stunning, Reverend Jackson.
What's disturbing is that this man was once Secretary of Education and has out a book on virtues and is seen in many circles as one having scientific truth and moral authority, which makes him dangerous for the element that he represents, many of whom are now, in fact, in powerful policy positions in our government.
And let me ask you very quickly, Reverend, do you believe that this is a pattern that we are seeing in terms of growth with the ability to say this kind of thing in public?
Well, of course it is, but the ideology is that whether it is the lineage of 246 years of slavery or Jim Crow or reaction to Dr. King's leadership, there's a certain ideology in our country that is unfortunately sick and racist and dangerous and violent, and that's why the struggle for civil rights and social justice and equal protection for all Americans and all citizens must continue. When the media referred to citizens displaced as refugees, it's part of the same mentality that sees us as something other than, different from, not enough of. It's painful, but it's real. It should not break our spirit, but we should all be very aware and not be naive.
All right. The Reverend Jesse Jackson joining us from Detroit this morning. Rev, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We should note that News and Notes has invited both Bill Bennett and Housing Secretary Alfonso Jackson on the program to elaborate their respective issues and points of view. We'll wait to hear from them.